it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
All, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Happy birthday, Mock.
Happy birthday.
Oh my God, look at all the people are like, push the button, birthday girl. Push the button, birthday girl.
Oh my God. Okay, how am I going to get through these? Aaron Powers, thank you. Wendy Clifford, thank you. Tanya Chaplain, thank you. Antoinette NRA, thank you. Oh my gosh, I don't want to miss anybody.
Let me see.
Paul Vital, thank you. Thank you. Melanie Harwood, thank you. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I hope I didn't miss anybody. Oh
They're
my
coming.
Gosh. Thank you. Thank
They're
you.
They're just
thank
like
you.
Flying by.
Shelley.
I see.
Good Lord.
You're gonna
Joan
have to go back and read
here.
All these comments.
And Shelly, by the way, Shelly Dodson sent donuts to the radio station yesterday. I'm still eating the leftovers.
Oh my God.
I'm eating all of the leftovers. So, I mean, Christine, thank you.
Look at
oh
that.
My gosh. You guys are so sweet. I can't even deal.
It's the sweetest. So, so excited about your birthday. I think something actually came to the station for you from me too, to the station today, which kind of sucks
really?
That you're not there.
I'm not going to be there
I know,
till
I'm an
Tuesday.
Idiot. That's all right. You'll get it Tuesday. It's fine.
Oh
you just because you extend your birthday anyway. That's how you roll. You have a birthday
I totally
month.
Do.
Totally how
oh,
you roll.
Oh gosh!
Yeah.
Thank you, Ricardo. Thank you very much, Melinda. Thank you. Oh my gosh! I'm not going to be able to keep up with you all, but I promise I will go back and look at everything. I swear. Thank you so much, Natalie.
She will.
Oh my gosh!
She totally.
I really
will.
Now, we are operating on a bit of a delay. We've got this weird sound delay thing happening. So we might be talking over each other a little bit. We're going to try not to. Thank you so much, Christy. And there's things that I have to show you. We were just showing each other the thing. What do we do first? I don't
first
even know.
All,
oh, you know what?
Well,
pillow.
First of all,
we do pillows.
First of all, well, first we do need to talk about pillow, but first of all, Mock started out her birthday in a very glamorous way. She woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know you think that like her husband would have woken her up in like the sexy times way, but she was woken up instead by a puking dog because that's how we roll here at the Chicks on the Right show. It's a puking Ella.
Glamour.
She was woken up by the wah, by that you know by that yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was disgusting.
That's how we
and my husband,
here.
My husband did not wake me up for sexy times because he was dead ass asleep after driving all day, 12 hours from Maryland to get back here. You guys, I turned on the light at 3 o'clock in the morning. He did not even stir. He was so tired. He did not even move. And so it was all, it was all me.
He's like, no. No, you're going to clean up that dog puke is what you're going to do. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday
Happy
to
birthday.
You.
Glamour, y'all.
Oh
glamour.
My gosh, so much glamour. Thank you, Kim. Right. Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Laura. Good Lord. You guys are nice. this is such a, it's like a showering. If you guys did not hear the creepy, well, I'm going to do the Dave Portnoy thing first because that was so funny.
Are we going to do that first and then do my pillow? Are we going to do that first?
Oh, let's do
we
pillow first.
We want to talk about my pillow really quick.
Really
let's
quick
do
because
pillow first and then we'll get to all the news.
Yes. Yesterday I washed our pillows because I was doing like just a whole sheet and, you know, I washed the whole bedding basically and I washed the pillows. And what I love about the pillows, if you guys haven't tried the MyPillow pillows yet, you just literally throw them in the wash like any other item, right? And they wash and they dry in no time at all. And they just somehow come to life. Like they do this re-fluffing. It's like a re-fluffing technology that's
built
right in. It is
re-fluffing technology. Right.
Right. It's built right into the pillow. It's incredible. And I forget, you know, I mean, I know this because I've had them a long time, but like every time I wash them and I go through this process, I'm reminded about how cool that actually is. And those are the things that are on like mega super sale right now. So if you use code CHICKS, we're on a delay.
Checks.
If you use that code by calling 800-875-0513 or go to mypillow.com, queen size pillows are $29.98 right now. And then king is only $5 more. If you've not tried the pillows yet, it's their staple, obviously, hence the name. Try them for real. They're amazing. Thank you, Amy. Yeah. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Mud Girl. Gosh, I can't. I'm going to be so upset if I've missed somebody. That's going to absolutely break my heart to pieces. You just need to know that. You just need to know. Okay. So
you're gonna have to go
Charles
back and read
Payne.
Everything. To read all
I
the
will.
Things.
I totally will. Charles yeah. Payne, you guys. Charles Payne is that financial guy on Fox Business who does, you know, he talks about stocks and just like the financial whatever. He's very, very smart. And he had Dave Portnoy on to talk about all of the meme stocks, essentially, the world that I don't understand at all. And so, so they had this very heated conversation because they were talking about how so many like little time investors follow Dave Portnoy's advice. And Dave Portnoy, you know, he can put $1 million somewhere, lose 750 grand of it. And he's like, whatever. I mean, it hurts a little bit, but it's not like devastating to him because he's got so much money. So Charles Payne, it's a long clip and I'm not going to play all 6 minutes. I want you to hear this 30 seconds of it because Charles Payne gets really heated asking him, don't you feel bad about these small time investors that are losing money because of you? And, you know, Dave Portnoy was like, these are just the eggs on Twitter. These are egg people that are lying. They're just trying to cause trouble. I can't believe you're falling for it. And Charles, they got heated enough that
the egg people
that don't have profile photos.
What?
You know?
Right, right. The egg people. I love egg that. People. I swear to God, that's the greatest thing ever. I love it. Yeah.
That's what you call the Twitter egg when you don't put up a profile picture and it's just that like default egg. So he calls them egg people. Anyway, they started fighting and Charles Payne calls him a little bitch on the TV show, like on live TV. And Dave Portnoy cried.
But his reaction is the best.
I'm going to show you.
Right. It's,
okay,
it's,
you guys
it's
ready?
His reaction. Yeah, it's the great. It's the greatest thing. It's the greatest
Here
thing.
Here we go.
Would you step up for these people, Dave, and try to help them now?
You're making
get
no
these...
sense.
I'm trying to. No, I'm not being. You're being a little bitch. Listen, would you step up to these people and go to Gary Gensler? Go to Gary Gensler and say, "Help change the rules."
Like that.
Would you ask Gary Gensler to change the rules?
Social media is making a mockery of
you. Would you ask Gary Gensler to change the rules? Could you ask, could you go to war for these people? Could you ask for the rules to be fixed, the playing field to be leveled?
Who's Gary Gensler?
He's the chairman of the SEC. All right. Hey, Dave, we'll leave it there, my man. We'll talk again soon.
Don't be a little
we'll see
bitch.
You, folks. We'll be right
Don't
back.
Don't be a little bitch, Charles.
I mean, that actually happened.
You know, I know it's so funny, but you either love Dave Portnoy or you hate him. It's like you're one of the two, right? So you either think I love him too, because he's just like he's out there. He is who he is. I mean, it's like what you see is what you get. He's definitely a WYSIWYG, right? So I love that guy, and he's done really great things. Like all during COVID, remember he did all the stuff for all the restaurateurs and all the people who have businesses. He raised all that money when the government wasn't doing crap.
Exactly.
So,
that's exactly right.
Just to him.
Mm-hmm. And then he retweeted that clip. Dave Portnoy did. He retweeted the clip and put the little bitch shot heard around the world. So So great. Oh my God. Okay. The big news of today is that Biden is like super really creepy when it comes to whispering. And you guys, if you have not heard the creepy whisper, you got to hear the creepy whisper. So he's actually, you know, people are worried about inflation. There's a huge rise of costs of everything. And so people are asking him about it. And he's actually trying to blame the fact that people aren't in the workforce. He's trying to blame that on employers not paying enough. So it doesn't matter that like most small businesses went out of business during COVID due to the lockdowns and are struggling just to survive. Now Biden's like, why aren't you paying people more? That's why they're not coming back to work. Has nothing to do with the government handing them money. Oh my God.
Right. I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable how like brain dead this guy. He's just like, I cannot with him. Yeah. Okay. So then his reaction was, what are you going to show people his reaction?
Yeah. Listen.
Okay. I'm not being critical, y'all. I really mean this. It was legitimate questions you're asking me. Asking me, well, you know, guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more. I'm not being critical, y'all. I really mean this. Legitimate questions you're asking me.
I'm sorry, but that is creepy AF.
Well, first of all, it's creepy. And second of all, he's wrong.
Yeah.
Like how do you expect, because it's creepy at face value, right? But second of all, like, how do you expect businesses to do that? Obviously, this is coming from a guy who's never owned a business, run a business. He knows nothing about business. He's been in the public sector his entire freaking life. He's been paid and like he's been sucking off taxpayers his entire adult life. This is all he knows. So he knows nothing about actually providing jobs for people or creating something, you know, out of nothing, which is what small business owners do. Small businesses are the backbone of this country. And people who are in government know nothing about that. Nothing.
Isn't that incredible? Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys, Christy, Melvin, Rose, I just want to make sure I'm not forgetting. Thank you so much. You guys are far too generous. This is unnecessary. Stop. Just stop it. All right. Tell the story about Brad Paisley, because I don't know anything about Brad Paisley. And I know that you have a story about him.
Okay, so Tuesday, this past Tuesday, Jill Biden Dr. Jill Biden, who is not actually a medical doctor, but
she'd make a hell of a surgeon general, though.
I guess so, according to Whoopi Goldberg. Dr. Jill Biden made an appearance in Tennessee with country singer Brad Paisley. You guys know who Brad Paisley is. He's the husband of Kimberly Williams, who is in that movie with Steve Martin a long time ago.
Father
Remember?
Of the Bride.
Remember? That's like, yeah, that one. Yeah, he's married to her. Anyways, so, and he does a lot of the award shows like Carrie Underwood and stuff like that. Like he co-hosts the award shows and stuff like that. Anyways, Brad Paisley, he was with her, with Jill Biden, he was like doing a concert. And they were encouraging people to do like a pop-up vaccine clinic in Nashville. They were encouraging citizens to get the COVID vaccine. So she gets up on the stage and she gets booed. And a lot of people are pissed off now at Brad Paisley because he's associating himself with the Bidens. You know, it makes me think of John Cena, right? Because John Cena is a total freaking sellout to China. And I feel like Brad Paisley is a total freaking sellout to the Bidens. I mean, why would you do that? This is a country music group of people. I don't understand why country music is going in this direction, why they're becoming politicized in this fashion. I'm not really sure what they're doing. And I know there's this push now, like I know that Candace Owens is involved with something. I'm not sure if it's formal or what, but there's this push now for like country music to be country again, because, you know, historically country music has been sort of right wing. And it's like, man, liberals are trying to take over country music. Like, what are they doing? Yeah. And I know you're not a huge country fan, Mock. I've become a little bit more like I'm starting to listen to it more because my 11-year-old daughter listens to it. So like on the way to swim every day, we have country music on playing in the car because she loves it. And so I listen to it every so often. And I, you know, some of it's growing on me. But I kind of know who people are now by osmosis because of her. And so, but I'm paying attention to this and I'm thinking, you know, he got, you should see his Instagram comments on this. Like people are upset. They're like, I've been to 7 concerts of yours. I'm never going to one again. Like, how dare you do this? Like, you don't shove this down my throat. Like, what? You're a complete sellout. And he has a sellout to do this.
So I mean, obviously people didn't know in advance that they were going to do that. He was going to be there. They didn't know that. Right.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they didn't know this. Holy cow. You guys, Peter, oh my gosh. Shell, Eric, Melvin. I think I said Melvin, but you guys have to stop. I'm going to cry. You guys have to stop. Oh my God. Thank you so much.
That is like crazy. The sweetest. You guys are very, very sweet and generous. And it's your birthday, so Mock. Everybody wants to spoil you.
That's so nice.
Jeff Brewster made a comment. I love this comment by Jeff Brewster. He says, go woke, go broke.
That's right.
I love that. I totally agree with you, especially in country music. I think that's the case. In the case of John Cena, I think that's the case. So many people saw that and they're like, you're an idiot. You cannot be in bed with China and expect good Americans to look at that and think that that's okay. You can't be in bed with the Bidens as a country music singer and think that, you know, people who have supported you for the past 10 to 15 years and paid their hard-earned money to come see you in concerts to think that that's a good thing. Like, bugger off. How dare you? You know, don't lecture me about what I should do. And
Matt is trying to say that Robbie Williams did a duet with Brad Paisley. And now my brain is exploding because I cannot deal.
Oh,
I'm going to have to look that up.
Well, he better not start lecturing us on vaccines. He better not. If he starts lecturing me on vaccines, then I'm gonna, like, Robbie and I are going to have words, even more so than what we've had in the past in our office.
Yeah, I don't think that you cannot like him anymore.
Right.
But I'm going to have to look that up. I do. I'm not aware of any such duet, and I don't believe you, Matt. Thank you, Patty and Amanda and Peter. Gosh, you guys.
President Trump joins me to discuss the border crisis and how Joe Biden is getting taken to the cleaners on the world stage. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, you'll hear my extended one-on-one interview with President Donald Trump. You don't want to miss it. Well, maybe Mitch McConnell will want to miss it. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daisy and I discovered yesterday, last night, we were having this conversation because we had mentioned to you guys that Brian Stelter, we were freaking out because somebody sent me an email saying, did you know Brian Stelter is 35? So we had this big freak out earlier in the week, right? That Brian Stelter is only 35 because he looks like he's a million. And so then he was in the news yesterday because he has a whole family, you guys. Somebody had sex with him.
Like, not just once, not just once, you guys, but at least twice. At least twice somebody has had relations of a sexual nature with him. Like we had this conversation via text message last night, and she wrote me and she was like, oh my God, Brian Stelter has a wife. And I was like, get out. I thought that he was gay. I thought he was gay. There's no way he's straight. So we went back and forth in this whole exchange. I was like, there's no way he's not gay. There's no way. Like, there's no. And alas, he's straight. At least he pretends to be straight. Like, yeah. So yeah, he's straight. And he has a family. Like, there's a family. I have a picture.
You have the picture?
Yeah, I have a picture. First of all, here's a picture of his family, right? So here's his family, cute kids, right? I mean, they're precious little kids. They're sweet. I mean, that's because, you know, you don't diss kids. The kids are precious. So the kids are precious. But when I found out that he was straight and I said, oh my God, there are kids. This is what my reaction was. That's what my reaction was when I found out.
It's hard to see, but it's basically a guy puking on a street.
It was a guy barfing. Yeah. Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah. Well, and the reason that we found this out is because there was a headline on the Daily Mail that said, Brian Stelter's news anchor wife is accused of being a diva high school bully at New York TV station, which her colleagues claim has a toxic environment like a den of vipers. So his wife is horrible. He has a horrible, mean wife.
Yeah, so... Right. So his wife is Regina George. That's who his wife is. This is what we're finding out. And so she's like the meanest of the mean girls. And yeah. this is the story. So who reported this? It was the New York Post that reported this.
I saw it on the Daily Mail, from whence all good things come. So that's where I saw it. I don't know who first reported it.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's really interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Also, there is a Britney Spears update. Now, of course, we talked yesterday about just the unbelievable testimony that she gave at her court hearing. And now she has spoken out on her Instagram account. She posted like just a photograph of a little kid. And it's a quote from Albert Einstein. And it says, if you want your children to be intelligent, read them fairy tales. If you want them to be more intelligent, read them more fairy tales. And she wrote this paragraph kind of to her fans, apologizing for the fact that she has lied to them. So she said, and this is what her Instagram post says. She says, I just want to tell you guys a little secret. I believe as people, we all want the fairy tale life. And by the way I've posted, my life seems to look and be pretty amazing. I think that's what we all strive for. That was one of my mother's best traits. No matter how shitty of a day was when I was younger, for the sake of me and my siblings, she always pretended like everything was okay. I'm bringing this to people's attention because I don't want people to think my life is perfect. It's definitely not at all. And if you read anything about me in the news this week, you obviously really know now that it's not. I apologize for pretending like I've been okay the past 2 years. I did it because of my pride, and I was embarrassed to share what happened to me. But honestly, who doesn't want to capture their Instagram in a fun light? Believe it or not, pretending that I'm okay has actually helped. So I decided to post this quote today because, by golly, if you're going through hell, I feel like Instagram has helped me have a cool outlet to share my presence and existence and to simply feel like I matter despite what I was going through. And it worked. So I've decided to start reading more fairy tales. So that was Brittany's update. And, I feel for her. The only thing that I think of is like, I don't feel like the life that she's presented on social media for the past 2 years has been good. I think it's shown her to be really, really troubled, which is why everybody got so worried about her to begin with.
Right. But she thought it looked like she was okay. Like she thought that she was presenting something that was positive. And in reality, we were all like, girl. So, yeah. I hope she is emancipated and she gets her money and she gets freedom and she just gets the hell away from those people, you know? And then she surrounds herself with people that love her because that's what everybody deserves, right?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like she's got a really good relationship with this guy that she's been with now for 5 years. He obviously wants to have a kid. She wants to give that to him. She wants to be able to get married. So, I mean, she deserves to have those things. She also did like one of those, you know, little Q&A things. Like she did like a little Instagram thing. She was like, okay, so you guys have questions and here are the questions. And one of the questions was, are you going to perform again? Like, are you going to take to the stage again? And she said she didn't know. Like she genuinely does not know if performing again is in her future. So, yikes.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't like it. I mean, she may not like it when you're forced to do it like a circus animal, you know, for all those years. It's like she's been forced to. She probably doesn't like to do it because she wants to do it for herself. It's like everybody else has forced her to do it so they can make money off of her. She probably just doesn't even want to do it. I don't blame her. God bless her. That sucks.
I know. It really does. One more thing about Joe Biden. Two more things. So he did this presser yesterday. And first of all, he said that Kamala was doing a great job at the border and that the reason that she's going now is because now she's developed her root cause criteria of what to look at when she goes. So stupid.
She's going to El Paso. it's not even where the problem is. El right. Paso is like, I mean, El Paso's El Paso. She needs to go where the actual issues are. And there are actually, there are people, there are like congressmen and folks like that, that are Democrat folks that have invited her to places on the border that are actually hotspots. And she has ignored them. She's completely and totally ignored them. And so instead she's going to El Paso where everything's going to be staged and propped. And that's what they're doing. I mean, it's, I feel like this is obvious to everybody with half a brain. And, you know, I mean, at this point, it's just, it's a total photo op for them is what it is. So they can say she's been to the border. Not really. She's not really going to the border where there's a problem. She's going to freaking El Paso, you guys. Give me a break.
Well, and there was a moment too, because she was with him at the at this presser yesterday, and someone screamed out from the press corps to him, you know, Mr. President, are you going to go to Florida? Are you going to go to Florida? Are you going to go to Miami to see the damage of this building that collapsed yesterday? And he clearly had no idea why he would be asked if he was going to Florida. She walked up to him and kind of did this whole, so yeah, there's like this building that collapsed. And he was like, oh yeah. And then he said to the press corps, thank you, Mrs. Vice President, for reminding me. And so then I don't know what he said after that, because I was so disgusted at that point. I was like, how do you not have this top of mind? You know what I mean? Like, you're the president.
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous. I know.
These people they're insufferable.
Yup. Totally insufferable. And then I wanted to make sure that we reminded people that if you are a Chicks on the Right Insiders Group member, which is a different Facebook page than our regular Chicks on the Right group, which anybody can join and do whatever with anytime. The Chicks on the Right Insiders Facebook group is separate, and you actually do in your search bar Chicks on the Right Insiders, and it's a very exclusive community of amazing people. A lot of them are in here right now, I know. And we do exclusive content for them, and then it's a really tight-knit community. They do movie nights, they do book reviews, they do all kinds of cool stuff together. And we're doing a special video for that group exclusively on Sunday at 9:30 Eastern. And I know that's early for a lot of people on a Sunday, but it's because I have to catch a flight back, because I'm going to be in Charleston on the weekend. And so I have to catch a flight back. So that was the only time that was going to work.
You said, right. You said morning, right? Because a lot of people are thinking, wait, night? Or yes, the morning, 9:30 in the morning Eastern, 8:30 Central.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Teresa. Okay. And thank you, Vicky. Thank you very, very, very much. I so hope I didn't forget anybody, or that I didn't miss anybody. So just a real, I just want to encourage everybody to join the Insiders group. If you haven't already, it is troll free. That's my favorite thing about it. It's all people who love each other, love us. And it's just the greatest community on the internet, hands down. I mean, obviously with exception to the tailgaters, who are also amazing. And then also, if you haven't done it yet, listen to our deep dive podcast from this week with Senator Paul and his wife, Kelly, because that was super, super fun. And you need to check that out.
Yes, for sure. We need to get rid of that clown person that's in here.
Clown?
I don't know. Who's that person, that clown? Yeah, he's saying that we're Nazis. So that person that's in here, clown something. Clown Mark. Is that his name? Clown Mark? Clown.
What in
the
world?
I love it when people come in here. I love it when trolls come in here, especially on your birthday. You need a GTFO, dude. Yeah.
I mean, so we're Nazis. That's what we are. I don't see him. Clown Mark. You've frozen. You've completely frozen now. You are completely froze up. Hello. Come back. I don't think she's coming back, you guys. Well, it's actually time for us to go anyway. And so I'll just do a bring it in by myself since she is froze up. Thank you guys so, so much for all of the super stickers. I cannot get over it. I cannot get over you guys. I mean, this is so sweet. Thank you, Mitzi. Thank you, Vicky. If I didn't say thank you to, I'm sorry. I probably repeated some names and then I've skipped some names. I just can't, it goes so fast. And, I just really appreciate it. It's already, even though I had to clean up dog puke really early in the morning, it's starting out to be a really, really great birthday. So appreciate it. And we will talk to the insiders on Sunday and we'll talk to the rest of you on Monday morning. Goodbye.
Democrats are flipping out over election integrity again, and the World Health Organization says it's stigmatizing to name COVID variants after the places they were found. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll deliver the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and hopefully some laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.